In 1998, a man, his wife, and infant daughter moved to Cartwright, Labrador, so that he might take up employment there. The family lived in the old staff house on what is known as the Grenfell Grounds. On different occasions, the house had served as a clinic and temporary hospital, and as time passed, the family began to learn of unusual occurrences that had happened there in the past. The wife's mother, who was visiting with the family for a while, would always go down in the basement to smoke. She would sit on a bench almost opposite the furnace room doorway and told her daughter and son-in-law that more than once she experienced a very peculiar sensation. She said that this caused her to feel very uneasy about the dark entrance to the furnace room. The laundry room was also on that level, and after dark, when someone had to go down there to get laundry, they could never shake the feeling that they were not alone, particularly when ascending the dimly lit, steep staircase. The husband always felt that someone was right behind him, and he would constantly look behind himself as he went up. One evening, the couple were feeding their daughter. The three of them were alone in the house. As they were feeding her, the father began to whistle a song to the girl. But when he stopped whistling, the whistling continued for a very short time from somewhere else in the house. Both the wife and the husband clearly heard this, and there was no mistaking the sound. While no fully satisfactory explanation for the ghost on the Grenfell grounds has ever been found, it may have something to do with a tragic death at the Grenfell Mission boarding school property in the 1930s. The boarding school building had been erected to care for 60 people, including the staff, a large group of children, and the hospital patients. In June of 1934, the mission was struck by a major disaster. A fire erupted in the building, and the entire structure was quickly destroyed, leaving only the foundations and the chimney behind. That October, Dr. Richard Light wrote up his impressions of Cartwright for the New England Journal of Medicine. He noted that one of the sad results of the mission fire was the death of a patient. The patient was a girl of 17 who had been in the recovery stages of scarlet fever. Dr. Light wrote that her remains were discovered some weeks later and the funeral arranged. The Grenfell doctor was requested to serve as pallbearer. He marched at the head of the procession, bearing in his hands a small box containing the few bones recovered. Behind him, in slow procession, filed Cartwright's 72 inhabitants, all except one man who remained to toll the bell over the silent marchers until the ceremony was ended. The funeral was presided over by an elderly judge by the name of Murphy, who read several Bible passages while the coffin was lowered into its resting place. Dr. Light recorded that it poured rain that day, and the burial plot was filled with water before the interment was completed. The Grenfell grounds in Cartwright saw many a death from disease and injury over the years, but it is hard to imagine a more tragic death or sadder funeral than that of the girl who perished in the flames of 1934. Perhaps her spirit is the one that lingers, haunting the living with a strange whistling from beyond the grave.